So there were 6 minutes left in the third quarter. And I was like, okay, kids, we're going to bed in 5 minutes, because they were still up. They wanted to watch the Super Bowl. And then I saw that there were 6 minutes left in the third quarter. And I was like, nah, we can just get to the end of the third quarter and go to bed. That shit took 25 minutes.
It's an hour every quarter in the Super Bowl. Every quarter is an hour.
I was very unhappy about it. So they didn't go to bed till like 9:35. I was pissed off.
Howdy, it's Monday, February 10th, 2025, and this is episode 247 of Due for a Win, the Atlantic City podcast. I'm Kyle Askin, joined, as always, by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
What's good is I have a story that just popped into my head as you were reading the intro.
Oh, I'm ready.
My kids started ice skating lessons on Saturday, and so after the ice skating lessons, there's the open public skate, and the kids get to stay for the open public skate.
Uh-huh.
And so I was out there skating around the rink, doing laps, and there was a woman with a hat that said howdy in multicolored letters.
Oh, it's good.
You know, like a beanie. So it made me think of the podcast every single time I did a lap around the rink, which was not very many times because my kids are very slow on skates.
And that is truly good.
That was good. It was great. I wanted to be like, hey, ever heard of Due for a Win, the Atlantic City and not Casino Biz podcast?
I know. And she's like, yes.
Maybe that's what our merch should be, just howdy.
Only Atlantic City and not Casino Biz.
Correct. Also, I was on jury duty last week, and they asked me what I do in my free time, and one of the things I said was, I record an Atlantic City podcast.
And then you were immediately struck from the jury?
Yeah. No, it wasn't immediate. It took over a day.
Okay. It got there in the end, though.
The prosecutor went and listened to my episodes and was like, this is a crazy person. Get this guy off the jury. We can't rely on him.
He actually enjoys the Showboat. We can't have that kind of person on our jury.
Yes. It's like, this is too much of a wild card. You can't rely on anything this person says. He says he likes the Lucky Snake.
Yeah.
I have Always Once Never that I just came up with 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
And it's entertainment things that you can pretty reliably do in Atlantic City on basically any night.
Okay.
Or at least like Thursday to Sunday for sure.
Okay.
They are stand-up comedy, which there are a lot of different places to do stand-up comedy.
There's a lot of specifically acjokes.com in Atlantic City.
Yeah. There's others too. There's Borgata Comedy Club. The Anchor Rock Club, I think, does comedy sometimes.
Well, we were there last time. There was someone in the Claridge doing comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Kenan Thompson, maybe?
Was it?
I think it was someone like that. Someone I recognize their name.
That's impressive. Hmm. Cover bands at basically many, many bars in Atlantic City. I think just about every AC casino has cover bands a lot of nights.
Like your magical night at that Golden Nugget.
Correct.
Listen to some cover band.
Listen to Fall Out Boy cover band, cover songs. And then the last one's DJs, which I didn't want to include because it's so obviously going in the ocean, except
right.
for the wrinkle that if you throw it in the ocean, your nightclubs are silent or they're just closing, right? So like how do you handle that? So
like me personally or the city?
I mean, if you're going to throw it into the ocean, you're doing some pretty big damage to Atlantic City.
Are we like looking out for number one here? Or
it's up to you. It's however you want to play your hand.
I mean, I'll tell you, for me, certainly, DJs, including nightclubs, would be going straight into the ocean. Because I don't need any of that. I know you are an enjoyer of the boogie nights or whatever, but I do not care. Truly.
I don't think the boogie nights of 2025 is the same as the boogie nights of like 2012 or whatever it was that I went.
Mm-hmm.
When it was a bunch of olds and I was, I don't remember, 32 or something like that.
You would have been like 28 or something.
And felt reasonably age appropriate to be there versus now I see the line of people to get in and they're like young club goers. Like, why are you going to? This is not for you. There are other clubs in Tropicana for you, but I don't know. Maybe it is for them now. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about current boogie nights. And my desire to go to a club is extremely low.
It's higher than mine, I think, but...
Probably.
Here's the truth. The honest-to-God truth is I would go to AC less if I actually had to do any of these things every trip.
Cover bands are so easy, though. Like, you go play video poker at the Hard Rock Center bar
right.
And you listen to a cover band. You go play video poker at the Golden Nugget.
That's the only saving grace, and that is why it is going to be cover bands always for me. Stand-up comedy once more, and DJs straight into the ocean. But, like, I don't want to do this. I want to gamble. I want to walk around. I want to, like, you know, see the new restaurants. I want to do stuff like that. I don't want to spend my time sitting in a theater or at a nightclub.
I enjoy a good cover band. pretty much every time I go to AC, I look up what cover bands are going to be there and what casinos and bars are going to have cover bands. I very rarely actually go see any of them except, as you mentioned, for that magical night at Golden Nugget.
Mm-hmm.
Stand-up comedy, I'm very averse to like bad stand-up comedy, especially because then they do all sorts of crowd work and they make fun of you. And it's one thing if they're really funny and they make fun of you, which I still don't like. If you're going to be dumb and also make fun of me, like I don't want to sit through that. It's terrible. I think I might actually, I might actually rather go to a nightclub than a bad stand-up comedy show. But like you can just plow through a bad stand-up comedy show and then you're done.
You could make the argument that there may be some circumstance where you're there with your wife and you go to Boogie Nights or something one more time. And so it should be your once more. But
yeah, I'm doing that. And it avoids throwing the nightclubs into the ocean, which I think is important for Atlantic City. I think the nightclub market is
believable that you've just thrown acjokes.com into the ocean. Also extremely important for the Atlantic City market.
That makes me pretty happy, actually.
Getting harassed in the corner every time by those guys being like, come to our stand-up show.
Yeah, and we're getting rid of the acjokes.com on the boardwalk. I think we're definitely having a net positive. We do lose headliner stand-up comedians coming to Atlantic City. That's not great. But I think I'm taking that trade. Cover bands, like as far as what's really helping the city, if you're only focusing on the city thing, maybe the cover bands should actually go into the ocean.
Probably. Yeah, I agree. Do you need to hear like some cover band of like The Temptations or something in year 2025? I mean, the answer is obviously yes, because people go to it, but like the real answer is no.
Your DJ's Into the Ocean, cover bands always just for convenience and stand-up comedy once?
Correct. I could see doing DJs once and stand-up comedy never, but like what is the hook? Is that stand-up comedy technically or is that like something else, something outside of this?
I wouldn't call it stand-up comedy. It's like a combination.
It's like a vaudeville show,
like,
right?
Yeah, like burlesque and comedy and acrobatics and circus and all sorts of stuff. No, it's not stand-up. It's like a show.
It's comedy, but, you know.
Not stand-up.
Not stand-up. I gotcha.
So, we had briefly spoken at the end of last episode about a potential midweek trip this week in 2 days because I'm off work. Your wife's about to go back to work full-time, maybe. Meaning back to the office full-time.
Right.
And it seemed like the perfect opportunity. Midweek trip, Wednesday morning to Thursday morning.
Yep.
But weather has intervened, at least for one of us.
For me. For you, it sounds like not so much. But for me, it's going to be quite bad on Wednesday. Tuesday, kind of midday to Wednesday midday. I think we're supposed to get like 6 inches here.
Yeah, you are.
Schools are going to be closed.
Yes, certainly seems that way.
Yeah.
And you don't want to leave your wife working at home with both kids at home.
It's not even that. It sounds like even Wednesday morning when I would have left, it sounds like the roads aren't going to be legitimately quite bad. So it might not even be feasible.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't leave until, you know, 1 p.m.
Right. If I can't leave until like 4 or 5 p.m., which is very possible, is it really worth it at that point?
So the forecast originally, I was thinking our kids could be off too, except now they keep lowering the total of snow and also narrowing the window where now it seems like it's going to be done by like 5 a.m. maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I would think at most my kids will get a delay if that holds up, which I was really tempted to go solo in that case and just do it.
You still can.
So we'll see what happens.
When's your last solo trip to AC?
I've never done it.
Oh, never.
I mean, I've had solo days where you've like left in the morning and I've stayed. I've had solo nights. I have had solo nights where.
Yeah. You were the only one who stayed.
Yeah. So I have had that, which I think sort of counts.
No, absolutely not. It's like putting in the effort to get there by yourself.
That's true. All right, so very unlikely that next episode will be a dual trip report, meaning a, like both of us together trip report, not a dual trip report like last episode where we both had separate trips. But maybe I'll have something to talk about, either Atlantic City or possibly Wind Creek Bethlehem. I wanted to call it Sands, even though it hasn't been the Sands for years.
Yeah.
But last time I tried to go to Wind Creek Bethlehem, I was looking up about it, and it just doesn't seem like there's that much to do there. And it's still an hour and a half away, so we'll see. I want listeners to tell me if I should go to Wind Creek or not at some point, whether it's Wednesday or not.
It's going to be perfect because this episode will surely be posted after you make that decision. So,
right, correct. I mean, let's be honest. I'm not actually going to go to Wind Creek. So we got an email from Alex B., who wanted to know if we've ever played a game called Asia Poker, which he says is only at Borgata and Caesars.
It certainly used to exist in a lot more places. It used to be around more than that, but yeah.
So I looked it up on Wizard of Odds. Alex says, it's my favorite game at a casino. It's like Pai Gow to a fourth dimension. Basically, it is Pai Gow poker, but with three hands instead of two.
Yeah, it's a four, a two, and a one. Is that correct? I've never played.
Yes. And the thing is, you have to win 2 out of 3.
Right.
To win your hand. Dealer wins pushes in any individual hand. And so there's no pushes total.
Right.
Right? Like, you are always either winning or losing, which to me takes out one of the best elements of Paigo Poker.
So you've done the research on this. My sense when I was looking it up is it is a significantly worse game than Paigo Poker in terms of house edge.
Yes, it's worse.
Because dealer wins with pushes, and obviously with a one card hand, there could be a lot more pushes than with 2 or 5 card hands.
From the wizardofodds.com/games/Asia-poker. House edge. The game owner tells me the house edge is 4.82%.
Mm.
Based on my own analysis, I think this figure is correct.
And it's like 2.6 for Paigo or whatever.
Yeah, it's in the twos, I'm pretty sure. So
right. It has to be because it's just a 5% commission and they win pushes, which are pretty rare.
I mean, I would try it just because it's interesting and different, especially if it was $20, which is entirely possible at
Caesars or Borg. At Borg, right?
At Borgata, more likely.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never played. It's been open and available plenty. They used to have a bunch in the High Limit room or whatever, in the Asia room at Hard Rock, but, you know, that's all been relocated. And I have not seen it nearly as often as I used to see it 5 or 10 years ago.
Thanks for the suggestion, Alex. I'll try it at some point. We'll probably play it together at some point, right?
Yeah. I should give it a shot.
If I ever actually play a table game.
Which you won't.
I think the most shocking news that came out in the however long it's been since we've actually covered any news is that the aquarium has another reopening date.
here's the thing. You say it's shocking, but there's been a lot of reopening dates, right?
That's a good point.
It's just another in a long line. I don't think it's shocking at all.
So if you go to the official aquarium website, it says March 24th is the new reopening date. So mark your calendars for that. 100% definitely happening. Cannot possibly see a reason that it would be delayed again.
What's our bet on that?
Our bet is you have the over on March 1st.
Oh, yeah. Love to hear it. Looking so
pretty good. They're going to have just like a shock opening early.
Like next week.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Only happening on Wednesday during the snowstorm. And only you have witnessed it. So we'll have to take your words on it.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, I was at the aquarium yesterday.
It was great.
I hung out with the sea turtles and everything.
Yeah.
Do you think that it will actually open on March 24th?
I don't really have a good sense. I'd say it's 50-50 maybe. Maybe
I think it's over 50-50.
Maybe a slightly higher chance than 50-50.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're reaching the approximate time of year where it makes sense for it to open, so I would think that raises the odds a little bit, but who knows what they are or are not doing there.
So, Jeff from New York posted that there are a couple changes in Ocean, one of which being that Distrito food truck is permanently closed.
It's very sad.
The district bars and restaurants, which I guess has no bars anymore, was closed for a month or more for some renovations. And part of that renovations, I guess, was closing the Distrito taco truck. And then also Top Golf is closed until spring. The Ocean website says it has an anticipated reopen date of early April 2025. So I'll link to that so you can see it, because I know that you won't believe me until you see it.
That's right.
Any thoughts on either of those things?
I mean, just like you and the Dave & Buster's near Caesars, even though I'm a Top Golf ultra level platinum player or whatever, I've never been to the one in Atlantic City, so.
Yeah, I liked the Distrito food truck to grab
it was
a
good
happy hour margarita, grab a few tacos and sit.
Get an ice cream sandwich afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Scoops is still open, I think.
Yeah. No, it's very sad that Distrito closed. It sucks. But we'll see what happens. I mean, it was never very crowded, certainly, when I walked by, even though I felt like it got a lot of press for a while. But no one was ever there.
There was a little while early on when I think it would get a decent line, but certainly not the last couple times I've been.
Right.
Showboat is getting a $4.2 million state grant from the New Jersey Economic Development Authority. And according to the statement from said authority, that money will go toward an 18,000 square foot expansion of the Lucky Snake Arcade and Raceway.
Your favorite?
Yes. The purchase and installation of additional arcade games and attractions, construction of the open air entryway along the Showboat's boardwalk facade. What do you think that means?
Is it going to be like the Flamingo or Harrah's in Las Vegas? Or just always open?
But the weather doesn't.
Yeah, the weather is much worse, obviously, in Atlanta City.
Additional food and beverage outlets. The installation of a 10-lane bowling alley.
Yes, bring
bowling
it back.
Coming back to Showboat.
Is it going
to
be on the second floor?
I don't know. And a kids' play area with private party rooms. So, sweet deal for the Showboat to get some state money to do all this stuff.
I mean, getting money for free is good, right?
Yeah. They're also right now asking for, I think, 5 years of tax abatements from the city. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. But
yeah.
Hey.
I mean, really, the disappointing thing here is it's only a 10-lane bowling alley. I feel like it should be like a 50-lane bowling alley like it originally was.
Was it that many?
I don't know. It was big. I've seen YouTube videos of the PBA being there. So it was a large bowling alley.
Yeah. So I'm guessing it's not in the same spot then.
Yeah. It's probably down on the first floor somewhere, unfortunately, but we'll see.
There's certainly a lot of space on the first floor that's not being used
yet. I mean, there's a lot of space everywhere in there that's not being used, so.
That's a good point. 18,000 square feet expansion. What are they going to do with all that? Put in a bunch of video poker machine?
Put in a bunch of facades blocking it off?
Yeah. The other redevelopment of former casino properties, we'll link that together. That's a great segue. The former Hilton is supposedly becoming condos, a hotel tower, other stuff. A link to an article from WPGTalkRadio.com. It's an article by Harry Hurley. He is very bullish on this project. He said he couldn't believe the pristine condition. He didn't use the word pristine, but the condition.
It was something like that.
Of the concrete in the old Golden Nugget / Hilton / ACH / Atlantic Club. He seems very excited about that. The big thing that seems to have changed is that the city, I guess, was dragging its feet on approving a bunch of this stuff. And then the state basically pushed the city out of the way and said, like, you deal with the state now. So the owner, Rocco Sebastiani, is now pushing forward. He says that this can be done in 2 years.
I mean, it was a good piece of press for the owner or whatever. It was certainly extremely pro this dude and extremely anti Marty Small. But
correct.
Yeah, I don't know. I would take the over, I think, on 2 years. But
yes, I agree with that. Absolutely.
Maybe everything is true in the story and we'll have a new hotel and condos in the city in a couple of years.
Yeah, so 108 luxury condos, which are planned to be priced at $2 million each, which I know people on the social medias were saying, what? That's a lot of money, but I don't know. The second tower becoming a Hyatt or a Hilton hotel with 330 rooms. Apparently, representatives from both companies have visited the property recently. 250,000 square feet of food and beverage. Not like restaurants or eateries, but just like food and beverage hanging out, 250,000 square feet worth. A swimming pool and a sun deck on the third floor.
They look nice.
Which only makes me think of some of our vintage Atlantic City discussions.
Oh, yeah.
Old Sunday.
Hey, Resorts has one right now.
Yeah, so you can see the renderings in this WPG article. It looks like they're going to redo the tower quite a bit, make it a little more modern looking.
They look nice. I mean, all the pictures look nice.
They did.
But we'll see. I'm not holding my breath for it. But maybe there'll be a flurry of activity now that the state apparently has unblocked all the blockers. But like I said, I don't know if I necessarily believe all that.
Bring back the Dizzy Dolphin. That's the only thing I'll say.
Yeah. All right. So there's a couple new hotels planned in Atlantic City. One is the Top Hat, which you spelled wrong, hopefully on the agenda. But it's a Monopoly-themed hotel planned for Orange Loop. You've linked to an NJBiz article by Kimberly Redmond, NJBIZ. The three-story structure will feature a top hat on the roof and a race car protruding from the facade. The ground floor will offer 1,400 square feet of commercial space. The upper floor will feature a boutique-style short-term rental that can accommodate up to 12 guests and a rooftop deck. So the developer is RMS Capital, and it's supposed to break ground early this year. So sounds small, but fun, I guess.
Sounds very small. 12 guests. Is that like three rooms?
It's probably three or four rooms. Yeah, something like that.
So yeah, no address specified, but they said it's in the heart of the Orange Loop. So somewhere in that area around, you know, Cardinal, Heyday, Rhythm and Spirits, Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall. The renderings look very funny.
They look good.
So go click that article and see them. Sometimes you got to build a building with a top hat on top of it.
Yeah, you got to. I was always partial to the cannon in Monopoly myself.
Oh, really?
That's just me.
I always wanted the dog.
The dog? Yeah. I was the cannon.
I feel like the race car is very popular, too.
Thimble, was that one of them? I don't remember all the pieces, but
Thimble's very boring, yeah. Cannon, interesting. All right, so Justin S. in the Facebook group posted this thing that I had never heard of, which is plans for something called the Sea House, S-E-A-H-A-U-S Hotel, which is by Koori Hospitality. It's going to be part of the Tribute portfolio, which is somehow related to Marriott. I guess you can use your Marriott points there. I don't really know. Do you know anything about Tribute portfolio? You're one of those hotel points people.
I'm not a Marriott person, so I don't know anything about it. Probably if you ask your brother, he might know something, because he's a Marriott person, right?
He is.
He's the biggest Marriott person I know. So.
That's a good point. So the page on Query Hospitality's website says, ready for some PR speak?
Oh, I'm ready.
Experience the allure of the East Coast at the Sea House Hotel opening in 2025 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. As the first tribute portfolio lifestyle hotel in the area, the Sea House Hotel boasts 105 elegantly designed guest rooms, a refreshing pool, and a delightful three-meal restaurant. Nothing from them said the location, but I found some sort of, like, real estate listing thing that indicates that it's at 3000 Boardwalk, which is the old Days Inn next to Tropicana.
Oh, I love it. Bring back Country Kitchen.
No, I was just going to say, we've already said bring back Dizzy Dolphin. Now's your opportunity, a three-meal restaurant, Country Kitchen. That's that. That's interesting. I don't know about 2025, because that's soon.
It's good for both of these. Well, not necessarily the Top Hat, but for Atlantic Club and the Sea House. Like, it's interesting if big hotel groups actually do move into the city on the boardwalk. I think that would be a good thing, but we'll see. I mean, it sounds like the Sea House is happening, so.
Right. Added hotel rooms on the boardwalk is great.
Yep.
I did find it funny that they, you know, experienced the lure of the East Coast.
Yes.
Not specifically, like, the Jersey Shore. Just, like, who is that targeted at? Are, like, all their L.A. readers? I don't get it.
Yeah. Got to take that Spirit flight to ECY or whatever.
It's targeted specifically at listener Justin W. Yeah. It's like, you know what you like out there in Minnesota is the East Coast.
The Spirit flight from Minneapolis to Atlantic City. What are the flights that even come in to ACY these days?
No clue. There's that one quote-unquote flight that's actually a bus, right?
That's the bus from AA, yeah.
That's all the news, but we have data that's been around for a long time. And with this data, it's December 2024, Q4 2024, full year 2024. And with all of that comes settling a whole bunch of bets that we've made.
I'm ready, and I have no idea how I did. So I'm super excited to hear.
Okay, so let's start with the December data.
Hold on. Would you like to hear the flights that are arriving today to ACY? Okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Real quick. So there's four Spirit flights. There's two American flights, in quotes, from Philadelphia, which you already know what that is. Not a flight. But yes, there's four Spirit flights arriving, all from Florida. One from West Palm Beach, one from Fort Lauderdale, one from Fort Myers, and one from Orlando. So it seems like just Florida right now.
I hate the sunny weather in Florida. I need to go to Atlantic City.
I think it's the other way around.
Yeah, I guarantee.
I think it's people leaving Atlantic City to go to
right,
Florida.
Correct.
I think there's some demographic connectivity there, too. I feel like it's a lot of the same people in South Jersey and Florida.
Possibly. So December data, December revenue is down 0.3%. But 2023 was a five-weekend month, and 2024 was a regular old four-weekend month. So that's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Borgata, Hard Rock, and Ocean, 123, naturally. Borgata, $62.7 million. Hard Rock, $42.8 million. Ocean, $34.7 million, respectively. Everyone except for Borg, Ocean, and Caesars were actually down year over year. So it's surprising that 0.3% was all that the total revenue was down. But also not totally surprising to see so many casinos down, because we talked about four weekends versus five. Bally's, the biggest decline, down 13%. They also came in last place in terms of revenue with $10,008,814. So real close to dropping under that $10 million mark. Any thoughts on December revenue before we get into Q4 and 2024?
I mean, that Bally's number is real bad.
It's
awful. I
didn't
look at the data, so I don't know how much of that's luck-based or whatever, but that's real bad.
I mean, it's bad, and it's coming off the heels of a pretty bad November, too, right? So
yeah, $10 million again.
10.8 in November. So yeah, they were down 10% year-over-year in November, down 13% year-over-year in December.
Yeah.
It's not a great look for them.
I mean, Harrah's is continuing to do just awful, but nothing new there. Yeah, I don't have much to say. I mean, it's kind of the same old, same old. I mean, Hard Rock was down, which is strange for them.
Yeah, I mean, you talked up Bally's last episode, so I can only see increases in their future.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you actually talked it up. You kind of said...
I said it seemed like they were trying to have a successful casino, which is more than I could say for a CET.
Trying, but not succeeding.
Yeah. I mean, there were some problems, but I was happy with my time there.
So Q4 was down 1.67%, 1.64%.
Mm-hmm.
Which comes on the heels of Q3 being down 2.4%, which the first half of the year was up slightly, so had good numbers for 6 months and then not so great numbers for 6 months. I think the biggest surprise of Q4 is that Ocean was down almost 6% versus Q4 of 2023, which is really surprising just because of the trajectory that they had been on.
I think one can make the argument that a lot of their upswing at the end of last year was because perhaps a larger number of the Borgata people that had to leave the ecosystem after the hack and them being effectively closed or not functional for like a month or whatever it was while they were dealing with the fallout of that. It's possible that all those people just went to Ocean and they're making their way back to Borgata. The numbers basically add up for that argument, at least.
Yeah, interesting. Any other thoughts on Q4?
Not really. I mean, I think it's a very meh month or quarter.
Yeah.
And I don't have any super deep thoughts. I mean, Bally's, their numbers are pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think Golden Nugget's always kind of been the next casino on the like watch list for them closing, but these Bally's numbers are rough.
Golden Nugget was down 5.5% in Q4. Bally's is down over 10% in Q4.
Right.
Paris is down 8%. Yeah, I mean, certainly Bally's kind of stands out. Although when you go to the full year numbers, Bally's was down 6.3%, which wasn't that far off from Caesars, down 5.6%. For the full year, the biggest decliner was actually Harrah's, down almost 12%. So,
right. Bally's is in second, though, and Bally's already had a pretty low starting point. So,
yeah, that's true. So for the full year, the revenue was $2.82 billion. That was down 1.07%. We'll just call it 1% from 2023. Yep.
Down about $30 million, it looks like, year over year.
So it's the first down year since the pandemic. 2023 was up 2.25% from 2022. So 2024 is still better than 2022, but it's the first down year since the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. It must be said it is also better than 2018, 2019, right? So
yeah, I mean, I don't think it's terrible. I think we were sort of pretty happy with the growth for a while, you know, post-pandemic, all the way up to the summer of this year. And then we started to see stuff slow down quite a bit in Q3 and Q4. So we'll see what happens. I think some pullback of demand was coming, if only because like the post-pandemic rush to the casinos seemed kind of crazy.
I think this idea of pent-up demand for people to go out and do something, that was like probably a pretty short-lived thing. I mean, I don't think this is all pent-up demand from the pandemic still, certainly. Like, you can't say that in 2024. It's pandemic feels like a million years ago to me. Yeah, I mean, I think this is probably the level, and we're back to, I don't know if it's where we would have been without the pandemic, because who knows, but 3 years in a row, we've been at about $2.8 billion, more or less.
So. Yeah, I think, and that's important, too. Like, we're like, oh, it was down 1%. Like, it was down 1%.
Right.
Like, that's not significant, right? So,
I mean, I'd like, of course, to see the numbers go up, but even if it's down 1% again next year, does that mean anything? Like, probably not in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
You need to look at casino by casino. If Bally's goes down 7% again next year, like, that's very bad. But
right.
So last year, it looks like Resorts was about $10 million better than Bally's, which was about $10 million better than Golden Nugget. And this year, Resorts is just $15 million ahead of both Golden Nugget and Bally's. And Golden Nugget actually passed Bally's this year. So
we had a whole bunch of bets. Because episode 220, I believe this was your idea, to set over-unders for every casino's 2024 revenue.
Okay.
That episode was actually in February of 2024, but we didn't have any data yet.
Basically the equivalent of this episode.
Right. So before any of these bets are settled, I owe you $7. That's where we're at. So this is like for years I've owed you the $7.
Yeah. I mean, you did eventually buy my dinner at Hard Rock, so
I did.
At least we settled that a couple of years ago.
Finally. Okay, so here's the revenue numbers, casino by casino.
Mm-hmm.
You had Bally's over $159 million.
Oh, boy.
It posted $145 million.
Okay, so you won?
I had Borgata over $725 million.
Yeah.
And it posted $738.
All right.
So I'm off to a good start.
Good start.
I had Caesars over $227 million.
That's not good.
No, it only posted 218, so that's five going your way.
All right. You're up five now.
You had Golden Nugget over $145 million.
Ooh, love
and
to
they
hear
did
it.
147.
Yeah.
So you win. You had Hard Rock over 522.
They crushed it.
They did 544 million. I had Harrah's over $251 million, and they did $223 million. So if you're keeping track, that's four in a row for Kyle after I won the first two. I had Ocean over $450 million, and they only did $409 million. Mm-hmm. I had Ocean to the moon.
Wow, $450 million. What were we? I mean, I guess they went up like $70 million from 2022 to 2023, but
yeah, they were on that crazy trajectory.
Yeah.
So that's 5 in a row for you.
Love it.
After I got the first two. You had Resorts over 164 million. They were very close at 161.
Yeah, 162. Yeah.
You had Tropicana over 236 million. They were also very close, 228 million. And then the last bet was that I said Resorts would beat Bally's in 2024 brick and mortar revenue.
What a bet. So we're even.
So Resorts won 161 million to 145 million.
Is that 5-5?
It was 5-5, so I still owe you $7, except, as we mentioned, the aquarium.
Oh, that'll be...
The only still open bet is the aquarium reopening after March 1st, which you have the over on that. One thing I'll say, the Resorts beating Bally's, when we were looking at 2023 data for this, Resorts had beat Bally's by $8 million in 2023, and so the gap doubled. It went from $8 to $16 million. Dollars.
All right. Well, as we said, Bally's absolutely stuck up the joint.
Yep. So that's that.
Should we do it again for 2025? I could come up with numbers real quick right now if you want.
Sure, why not?
Do it. All right, love it. Can you write these down somewhere while I'm
Let me put
noodling them out? So Bally's, how much lower can they go? 142? I think that sounds like a number that we can do. Because we'll do it draft and you can pick the first pick or whatever. So we'll both have a chance. So 142. For Bally's. Borgata was up a little bit. I would say 745. That's like up a percent.
Yeah, which is what they were this year.
746, by the way, sir.
Okay.
All right. Caesars. Caesars sucks. So they were down 13 million, maybe slightly less than that. 207. Golden Nugget was flat. Yeah, let's run it back, 147. Hard Rock, they're up 6%. They were flat in Q4, though, so maybe 550, which would be a much smaller raise than last year.
Yeah, that would only be like less than a percent.
552, do that. It'll be like 1.5%, maybe. Harrah's, oh, jeez.
I mean, another 11% loss would put them under 200, right?
What did I say for Caesars?
207.
207.
Do that for Harrah's, too?
Do it for Harrah's. Okay. I mean, who's going to Harrah's? Not me. I mean, maybe I will, but...
We were talking about it on Wednesday, but...
But grudgingly, only because we had to.
That's true.
Ocean was down year over year. Let's go 400. Let's just go 400.
Okay.
Resorts, 160.
It's down very slightly.
Yep. Down a little bit less than a percent. And Tropicana. Tropicana is just better than Caesars and Harrah's, right? So it should be like two... Let's go with 222. That'll be like down 2 or 3%.
Okay. How are we doing the picking of these?
You can pick first, and you can take any one you want and take the over or the under, and then I will pick second, if that's fair, because I set the lines, so you get the advantage of going first.
I get to pick first on all these, or are we alternating?
No. You can pick any one you want. So there will be 9 picks total. You will have 5, and I will have 4.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to take Ocean over $400 million.
Okay. I love it. I would have taken the under. So
really?
Love to hear that you used your first pick. Wasted it.
Okay.
They were down 6% in Q4, so we'll see. I will take Borgata over $746 million.
Okay. I'm going to take... Oh, it's tough. I'm going to go Harrah's over 207.
Oh, man.
I feel like you're very happy with my pick so far.
I think that Harrah's pick. I have no idea. I don't have strong feelings either way about Harrah's.
They were so bad this year.
It was pretty bad. They also lost $31 million this year compared to, and I'm only scheduling them to lose, like, 15. What? Yeah, 15.
Yeah.
I think over is probably right. I would have guessed over if I had to. I will take, I just don't want these Caesars properties. Bally's, what are we going to do with you? I don't want that either. I don't want Golden Nugget. All right, Caesars under. Just... Give me the under for Caesars.
Interesting. I would have said over.
All right. Well, there you go. Someone had to bet an under at some point, right?
Yeah. I'm going to take an under. I'm going to go Resorts under 160.
Okay. I followed my heart. I would have said Resorts over, but based on no science, just hoping.
I mean, it's a coin flip because it's pretty flat. It's 1.9 million less than they made this entire year. So basically it's...
I just don't know what to think about Tropicana. It's always so crowded when I go and it's so bad.
It's, don't do gambling revenue.
It seems like it should be a shoe-in for the under, right? I'll take Trop under. I don't know, man. I just don't understand Trop, but I'll take the under.
I'm going to go Hard Rock over 552.
Okay.
So he's Golden Nugget and Bally's are the last two.
So I said Bally's was down slightly when they absolutely just stuck up the joint. Give me Bally's under.
All right. So the last one is Golden Nugget. Basically staying totally flat, yep. Which is about what they did this year.
Yep. And the year before.
Their trajectory is very similar to Atlantic City for the last few months. They had some up months and some down months.
They had a minus 20% month.
Right. Really, they've had wild swings. So staying flat is a funny one because they've had these like crazy swings where they'll be up 11% one month and then down 20% one month and up 6% and down 1%. Yeah, this is nuts. I'm going to go over just to, you know, root on Atlantic City, even though I'm guessing.
You're just giving me money.
Yeah, under is probably a smart play just because we're seeing the pullback.
All right. To review, I have Bally's under $142 million in 2025. I have Borgata over $746 million in 2025. I have Caesars under $207 million. Craig has Golden Nugget over $147 million.
That was a mistake.
Craig has Hard Rock over $552 million. Craig has Harrah's over $207 million. Craig has Ocean over $400 million. And Craig has Resorts under $160 million. And then finally, I have Tropicana under $222 million.
Okay, so last year we did a bet that was Resorts versus Bally's, who does better. I'm going to throw out who does better at Harrah's or Caesars. Which you have both at 207.
I was hoping you were going to make it Golden Nugget Bally's and just give me free money, but alas. Harrah's, geez.
So Harrah's has always been ahead of Caesars, right?
It's usually a little bit better. I haven't been to Harrah's in a long time. Caesars is a pretty dire property in a lot of ways right now, I think. Jeez. I mean, if it's like it was last year, Harrah's will overtake whatever the opposite of the overtake is.
Yeah. They'll undertake Caesars.
Undertake, yeah. Caesars. That's a good bet. It's like we set the over-under to the same number for this year, which is what makes it hard. I will say that Harrah's will beat Caesars this year.
So from our bets, I picked Harrah's over and you picked Caesars under.
Right.
So it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got 10 bets again.
We've got 10 more bets. Good.
We'll see if it goes 5-5 again.
Yeah.
You're never getting your $12, so just keep that in mind.
That's fine. Well, you never know. When you go on Wednesday, you can just tell me that the whatever was open and then it'll be $2.
Good
aquarium.
Point. That's true.
All right. Thank you guys very much for listening. If you want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, you can do so at our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/doforawin. Find all of our great content at doforawin.com. Send Craig a message on Twitter or Blue Sky at doforawin or me at Kyle Askin. And send Craig some emails to doforwin@gmail.com, and we will answer them on air. How's our inbox?
I answered a message. We got a very nice message from listener Adam, who said he enjoyed the show, had a recommendation, said we should go to Il Verde at Tropicana.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We should do it.
Said it's good.
We should try it.
We should try it. We're over there plenty. So
I have a lot of good memories from the Olan space.
So. It looks very cool in there, like I said last episode, so I would definitely be up for it.
I mean, I never went in the proper dining room. Never made it past the bar because that's where happy hour was. But
all right.
Tropicana, good place for happy hour.
Not good place for casino revenue.
No. The worst.
It's not the worst. Come on now.
Better than the other Caesars properties.
It made $80 million more than Bally's.
Truly the fourth best. Above average in casino revenue in Atlantic City.
Yes. Above the median anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, any last words?
I don't think so.
Well, thank you guys very much for listening. Sorry we're not going to have a trip report on Wednesday unless the weather does something very unexpected.
Or I save the day and go solo.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
I wouldn't rely on that.
No. Well, root for all of my picks, I guess. Next year it'll have to be our Patreon-only content for our top patrons. Because, you know, that's where all the money's to be made, betting on casino outcomes. We've done this 247 times. I'm sure there's one that was worse, but probably only one.